करोषि ददासि यज्जुहोषि ददासि जप जप तपस्वी कौन्तेया पुरुषता मदर्पण हियर इज अ जनरल प्रिस्क्रिप्शन फॉर ऑल पीपल फॉर ट्रांसेंडेंटल रियलाइजेशन ऑफ कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस जप करो व्हाटएवर यू डू It doesn't matter. So, do it for Krishna. And how to do it, we discussed in the last meeting, that you are doing something, simply change the consciousness that is doing for Krishna. Nobody is inactive. It is not possible. You cannot be inactive even for a second. Because as living entities, our position is that we shall be always active. Don't you see, as soon as I am out of this body, the body has no more activity. All activity stops. Again, when I enter another body, my activities from the womb of my mother begin. At the age of 7 months only, the child becomes active. So, spirit soul is always active. So, all these activities should be adopted in Krishna consciousness. That's for OC. Whatever it is. Sumasvai phalairevam mokshati karmabandhane sanyasa yoga yuktatma vimukta mam upaishyasi. Now here is a neutralization formula. Whatever we are doing, it has got some reaction. If we do pious acts, there is good reaction. If we do impious action, there is reaction also. Every action has got its reaction. That we can experience in this material world, that if we eat more, the reaction will be that for 2 days there will be indigestion. Similarly, this material world is so situated that every action has got its reaction. But Krishna says that if you act in Krishna consciousness for Krishna, then there will be no reaction. Subhasuva palairevam mokshati karmabandhane. In the fourth chapter, we are discussed that what sort of work we shall do. That is prescribed. Yajnathe karma annatra lokan karma bandhana. Karma bandhana means you become bound up by the result and reaction. But if you act for Yajnathe, Yajnathe means for Vishnu or Krishna, then there will be no reaction. Subha subha. Subha means good and asubha means bad. So reaction, either good reaction or bad reaction, you have to take this body. Suppose as a result of your good action, you are going to take your birth in the Rockefeller family of America. That's all right. But so far your body is concerned, the body itself is misery. Don't think that because you are getting your body in some rich family or in other higher planet, in the demigods planet, where you can have long duration of life, but still you have got the material body. And as soon as you get this material body, the reaction of the material body, threefold misery, and the miseries of birth the miseries of death, the miseries of old age, and the miseries of disease will continue. Because you are rich man, so you are not immune from the material misery. That will affect. Therefore, all these material affections will continue. Either you do good work, either you do bad work. So yet we say, Lord Krishna says, Subha Subha Palai Riva Mokshase. If you dovetail your activity in Krishna consciousness, then you become liberated from all reactions, either good or bad. Transcendent. Because in Krishna consciousness, you are not achieving any future reactionary resultant. Your place in the transcendental will be transferred to the spiritual world. Therefore, you are free from all reactions. That is Bhagavad Gita, beginning. Arjuna was thinking of so many reactions for his fighting. But when he understood that if I fight for Krishna, there is no reaction, then he fought. So here it is also clearly stated that if you act for Krishna, suppose now, ordinarily, like Dadasi jat means charity. Charity according to Karmakanda Vichara, creative activity. Suppose if I give you some charity, say $100 I give you in charity, the reaction will be that I will have to realize $400 from you. That is the law of nature. Besides that, if my money is accumulated in some impious activity, and if you take my money, you will have to suffer. You have to fear my reaction. These are the laws of karma, very subtle laws of karma. So, now if you give charity for Krishna activities, then there is no reaction. The opposite reaction, that is called transcendental reaction, that will gradually become elevated into Krishna consciousness. So, therefore, everything should be done by Krishna. And if you do like that, then you will neutralize the actions and the subhasiva, moksha, you become liberated. Sannyasa yoga yukta atma vimukta mam upasya. This sannyas, renunciation means to become free from the actions and the actions. That is called sannyas. Sannyas does not mean that simply taking this orange colored cloth. Sannyas means to become free from the actions and the actions. Because in the material activities, we are always creating actions and reactions. That is a certain stage of your life. It is recommended according to the Vedic standard of, order of society. One has to accept the sannyasa of that so that he may be free from the actions and reactions. And how one can become free from the actions and reactions? Simply by acting for Krishna. In externally, it appears that you are doing some bad work. You still it will have no reaction. It does not mean that if I entail our activities with some impious motive. No. Of course, a devotee cannot do that. But in supposing that you have done something which is impious, which you ought not to have done, still it will have no reaction. Because the assurance is there. Tam tam sarupa vibham upaishami maasisha. The Lord will save you from the reactionary result of even impious activity. Sarupa pāpa means sinful activity. So, a devotee never acts sinful, but supposing that he sometimes consciously or unconsciously does something, there will be no reaction. That is the problem. Sannyasa yoga yukta ma vimukta mamupasya. And so long you are not liberated from the actions and the actions, you cannot be liberated. Now, pious activity. Suppose in my whole life, I have never done anything impious. I have done simply pious activity. Pious activity, result of pious activity is, Janmai Sajja Sutasrivi. By pious activities, in your next life, you can get your birth in a very highly respectable aristocratic family. Janma, you can get a great amount of wealth, and Janma is a suto, you can become a highly educated scholar, or you can become very beautiful. You have a very beautiful body. The result of good activities. Result. Now, suppose I get all these things. That is not my liberation. But we are for liberation. We want to get out of these material contaminants. So, good work or bad work, that will not lead me to liberation. The bondage is there. But if you ask for Krishna, or you ask in Krishna consciousness, then you are liberated. And liberated means you are at once transferred to the spiritual world. Mahamukhisya. Promise you can get me. You can get me. Samoham sarvabhutesu name vishvasya napriya je bhajanti tuma bhaktya mulite tesu kapaham. The Lord says that I am neutral. God is neutral. Samoham sarvabhutesu. Samata means, this point we have discussed, somehow how God is neutral, samo. If he is samo, samo means neutral, then how we find different grades of people or different grades of species of life? That is samo. Now, I give you a crude example. Suppose I am a shopkeeper. I have a different varieties of goats. Now, if you pay me less, then I can supply you inferior quality of goods. Another customer is paying me a good amount, then I supply you a superior quality of goods. Now, I supply to some customer inferior quality of goods. To another customer, I supply superior quality of goods. Is there any partiality? No, that's not partiality. So God gives you result of your action. Tamo. He's impartial. If you do good acts, then you get good result. If you do bad acts, then you get bad result. Tamoham, tamo. This is a common formula. The Lord says, samoham sarvabhutesu name vishvasena priya. It is not that somebody is suffering because God is envious upon him. No, God is not envious. He is suffering his own activity. The same example we can give. Just like a person is ordered by the High Court to be condemned to death. He will be punished. Death punishment. Does it mean that the High Court justice is enemy of that particular person? No, he is not enemy. He has created such situation that he is condemned to death. The High Court judge is not responsible for that. He simply administers the, I mean, the intricacies of law of the state. Similarly, there are agents of law in the material nature, and so many there are agents we do not know. But then in the Shastra we have the Jamaraj or the Derisha, Justice Department, everything is there. So, he is neutral. It is not that God is kind to somebody and unkind to some other. No. His position is always Tamoham Sarvabhutesu Name Desha means everyone whom I upon whom I am envious. Of course our nature is to become envious. Even though enemy or friend, even a friend develops this material condition, economic development, then we become envious. That is one of the nature of the conditioned soul. Even my son becomes something greater than me, I become envious. So this is nature. So, but God has no such, crude quality. He is not envious of anyone. Tamoham sarvabhuteshu name desyastina priya. Nobody is very dear to him and nobody is him any. But he says, especially, je bhajanti tumang bhaktya. Anyone who is engaged in devotional service and Krishna consciousness, maite, he always remains with me. Maite, tesu cha api aham, and I am also with him. That's it. Just a devotee, it cannot be separated. An analyzed devotee, he cannot be separated from God. Premanjana Srita Bhakti Vilochanena Santa Sadaiva Ridayesu Vilopayanti. Premanjana, friend, you have developed love of God. This is quite necessary. That's why you love somebody. You love some person or you always think of it. That is quite necessary. Anyway, that is the objective of love. But because our love in this material world is a perverted reflection of the love of God. Love can be applied only to God. In this material world, there is no love. It is all lust. There cannot be any love. The word love can be applied only to God. So these are all the perverted reflection of what is going on in the name of love. There is no love. So, the nature of love is this, that the lover wants every moment to see without any remuneration, without any return. That is real love. Real love is described by Lord Chaitanya. His love of God being expressed in one verse. That's all. Marmahatam karotuva adarsana. My Lord Krishna, you embrace me or trample me down at your feet, whatever is that you can do. And you make me broken hearted by not being present before. Because lover wants to see his lovable object. But the lovable object does not come. He becomes broken hearted. The Lord Chaitanya says, I am trying to see you, but you do not come. That's all right. I am broken hearted. But still I shall continue to love you. I cannot distract myself from this love. This is your love. So, Krishna says, Jetu bhajanti maam bhakta, one who is entrapped in such love affairs with God. Don't think that God is forgotten. God is also thinking in that. Although you do not see, but you see, those who are advanced in spiritual consciousness, Krishna consciousness, they always see Krishna. Always see Krishna. Similarly, as the devotee sees always Krishna, Similarly, Krishna also, all I see is that beast. This is reciprocity. Although he is neutral, he says, I am neutral, but it's still like God. Ah, delete myself from my devotee. He's always thinking of me. This is his admission. There is another admission by Krishna about the gopis. The gopis loved him so extensively that Krishna admitted that I cannot return your loving deed. I am unable. So please be satisfied with your activities. I cannot return. Now let's see. God, who is so powerful, he fails to regard the loving objective of the devotee. Samoham sabhutesu. Name vishasthimasya. Jetu bhajantimam kritya. Kritya means with love. He showed what is not applicable to the Supreme Personality of God. The exact word is seva. Bhajanti, there it is, bhajanti. This whenever we find the dealings between the Supreme Lord and the devotee, the word is used, bhajanti. The bhajanti word cannot be translated into varsi. Varsi means puja. Puja. Just like a worthy gentleman comes, I give him all the reception. This is called puja. That may not be love. That is only etiquette. But love is different. So, here it is said, this bhajanti tu. Bhajanti means rendered service in love. When there is question of love, there is service. Without service, if I am not practical experience, suppose if I love somebody, and if I don't give him something, don't eat something or give him something eatable, then what kind of love is it? That is not love. Love means voluntary, rendered service. That is love. That is the beginning of love. So even there is no love, if you, under the prescribed rules and regulations, if you simply render service, then you will develop. This Saranam Kirtan, the class which you are holding, that you are hearing, and I am speaking, this is the beginning of love of God. Unless we hear of God, Adu Sadha, you gentlemen, ladies who come here, we come, some faith. So this faith is the basis of developing love. Adu Sadha, Adu Sadha, Sadha. Tatam bhajana kriya anarthan vittishya. So, we have forgotten our relationship with Krishna. Therefore, there is no question of love at the present moment. But we can develop his love by this process. Savanam kita. Bhajanti. Bhajanti means bhakti. Bhakti, the beginning of bhakti or devotional service is to hear. Is to chant and hear. Unless there is chanting, there is no question of hearing. Hear means, somebody must be chant. Either we chant with musical sound, or we chant by lectures of Bhagavad Gita. This is all chanting. And others, they are hearing. So this hearing and chanting is the beginning of bhakti, of devotional service. Here is the comment. Jetu bhajanti maam bhaktya. Anyone who is devotion and love begins his devotion and service. Here in chant. Sabanam kirtanam vishnu smaranam. Smaranam. Smaranam means remember. Smaranam. Sabanam kirtanam vishnu smaranam pada sevanam archanam vandanam dasam sattkamasam nivedanam. These are the nine processes of bhakti, hearing, chanting, remembering, offering foodstuff, and cleansing the temple, and offering your earnings, your Purusi, your Jyoti, everything, reciprocity, dealing. They are not erratic. This is the bhakti. Anyone who engages his service, his planning or Tridhyavas, service to be rendered with life, with wealth, with words, and with intellect. No unintelligent man can serve the Supreme Lord. Krishna gave Hare Sivana Chatur. Only the intelligent class of men, they can serve Krishna, not the unintelligent class. So everything should be done with intelligence, buddhi. Prana rati vya means by intellect, and vata by your money, by your life. This is the reciprocation of dealing, of devotional service with Lord, and if there is any devotee who is constantly engaged in such reciprocation of devotional service, God will never forget. Say to them, as He is always unto me, similarly, I am also unto Him. So there is no question of disappointment. If you do little thing for the service of the Lord, it is noted in the notebook of Krishna. Don't think that your labor is vain in vain. Everything you are, whatever you do sincerely, that is not it. It is clearly stated here. They should think, as they are always constantly thinking of me, similarly, I am also constantly thinking of me, how he can make further development, how he can come to me very quickly, how he can be free from all contamination of me. He will give it, interesting. That is stated in another place in fine, in the 10th chapter. He found Satyajitanam Bhagatan Pridhupurbhutam. Those persons who are always engaged in love and devotion in my study. I give them intelligence. Because intelligence requires. A fool cannot make progress in Krishna consciousness. Only the intelligent person. And that intelligence is supplied by God. He supplies. I give him such intelligence. What kind of intelligence? By which he can quickly come to me. Therefore, our duty is to engage us in Krishna consciousness. There are from the preliminary rules and regulations, and if we follow, follow those principles, it is not very difficult thing to see God or to become acquainted with God intimately. God is very cheap if we adopt the means. Vedesu dullava adullava atma bhaktam. Adullava, adullava very cheap. To whom? To the pure devotee. But to others, those are, I will say, mongering, in philosophical speculation and manufacturing something, some hallucination, it is not possible to have relationship with God. But Adullava, Atma-bhakta, is very cheap to the pure devotee. So our duty is to become pure devotee by practice of this Krishna consciousness. And this is not at all difficult. They are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. If you chant, you realize how you are making progress, and gradually Krishna is within you, God is within you, He will give you intelligence that you do this way, do that way, everything will be clear, and the result will be Tattari Ham Punajjanmanaiti Mamaiti. After living this body, He is done. Then your human life is perfected. Follow this question. Thank you.